So Luke, why don't you tell us how Estrella got its start?
Well, Estrella is three brothers, myself, Paul, and Nathan Gunn. And we're drummer Leo McPherson, but we consider him as much as a brother as the rest of the guys, you know. So it's quite a tight unit. So we're from up in the Highlands of Scotland, to a place called Thurso. So it's like as far north as you can possibly go in the UK. And then after that, it's the sea. So it's in a small town. So, you know, we're originally from there, but we're relocated down to the central belt of Scotland to be more like located to bigger venues and obviously down further towards England and easier to get access into Europe and whatnot.
Now, what's the music like up there? I mean, the music scene like up there where you're from?
The music scene we're back home in Thurso, it's alternative. But we're our kind of, you know, we're a stadium kind of rock kind of band, you know, it's the big influence by Van Halen, Def Leppard, but it's taking it so that it's a nod to those bands, but it's current sounding, you know. But there's not many bands doing it the way we're doing it, you know. There is a lot of like upcoming rock bands, but it's more like very modern or, you know, indie rock, you know. It's not quite in the same vein as what we're doing it, you know.
Yeah, you guys are kind of like past meets the future.
Yeah,
with your own spin. So yeah, you know, because I hear a lot of like Def Leppard and Van Halen in there, and I hear some of the hooks, you know, from my time. But like they're done with such a modern twist. I mean, how did you come about putting that together?
Well, you know, like the band individually met as individual band members and the band as a whole. Our big influences are Van Halen, Aerosmith, Def Leppard. So we took these ideas, we have our songs, and with our producer Nick Brown, he's got a good, you know, ear to and how to produce the record to bring up to the 21st century, if you like. So between ourselves and working with Nick, and just kind of really, like you say, it's like a nod to the 80s, but it's making it current. So the new era of rock fans, that's always something fresh for them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, your new album, We Will Go On, comes out June 22nd, correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, which will be actually the day this interview will be released. So, you know, so let's, you know, we can't even sound clever and say it's today now, but I mean, yeah. explain the album. I mean, like what would the listener be in for, you know, when they pop that in?
Yeah, well, We Will Go On. The album is very, you know, a good feel factor, the whole album. We've also got the classic ballad in there, more softer rock songs as well, but you know, there's your cutting edge kind of rockers like Rock City. It's like upbeat, fist pumping. We'll Go On, it's got quite an original drum beat to it, and it's got, you know, quite a current sound, so like you get the vibe of a, you know, a big rock stadium, big chanty chorus, but it's different kind of, it's not just your kind of cliche rocks on it. It's got a wee twist to it. Here I Am, that's the opening track. It's very, you know, it's hook central, you know. You got hooks, the guitar lines, the top line, you know, your big chanty chorus at the end. So the album as a whole, you know, when we write songs, we do look to find, you know, a real killer hook, whether it be the chorus, whether it be, you know, a guitar theme. So it kind of, as you're listening through the album, there is a lot of hooks, and that's just kind of the way we write our songs and how we come together with, you know, say 25 songs, and we cut them down to like 10 tracks, and we say, right, let's get 10 tracks that have killer hooks that people are going to go to a concert, see us. By the time they get to the second chorus, they're singing along, they've got their fists in the air, they're chanting, they're singing, they're clapping, you know, it's a very good feel factor, the whole album, I would say.
Nice. Now, do you think stadium rock, because you guys are considered stadium rock, I mean, now that you guys are playing out live and all that and with the album coming out, how are the songs going over live? You know, for instance, you played Download Festival last week. So what kind of, I mean, so you're playing the new songs, you know, right now before they're coming out, correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, what kind of reception are you getting?
Like, for example, Download was a big crowd for us. We managed to pack the whole tent. It was just so amazing to walk out, get on stage, and this is new tracks that no one's really heard before. So playing these tracks, hitting in the first song, but by the time we got to the second chorus, you could see people were singing along. They knew it. They got it straight away. You know, they're singing with us. They're clapping after every song. They're just an uproar. Just as the songs are going down so well. And like I was saying with the album, there's a lot of hooks, and the crowd just seemed to pick up on it straight away, and they know what they're singing. But you know, from the very first time hearing the tracks live, which is great. But yeah, for Australia, we are a lot about our stage presence. You know, we put on a show. We like to do it in a way that we have so much fun on stage that anyone watching us kind of feel a part of the band, as if they're up there with us having a good time, and it's all about having a good time, you know?
Oh yeah. Now, do you feel Stadium Rock's making a comeback in a big way? Because you're seeing a lot of bands out there that were from that era that are like raking in the bucks again, like with these big, you know, these big high dollar shows. Like over here in the US, you have Rocklahoma, for example. You know, yeah. and like Rocklahoma is for bands like Doc and Rat, Def Leppard,
yeah.
And they just kill it there. I mean, do you think that music's making a comeback, and if so, why?
Yeah, I definitely think there seems to be a resurgence of the retro rock sound. And like you say, these bands are coming back, selling out tours all over the place. So Motley Crue have just released tickets today for their UK shows. They're sold out. It just seems that there seems to be a resurgence, and like retro is cool right now. But I think what really needs to happen is, you know, these bigger bands are coming back doing the stadium tours. But it needs to now kind of pass on to these younger bands coming up. You know, you see like Blackstone Cherry, those guys are doing massive arenas just now, you know. They're doing really well over in Europe. But it's great to see that, you know, the big bands, you got Motley Crue, you know, Kiss doing huge tours, selling out, AC/DC selling out. But, you know, it's important as well that the younger bands that are coming through, there's a big fan base, and this fan base are following these rock bands into the new generation rock bands, and they're helping these guys sell at big arenas as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back to your album, We Will Go On, which is going to be released on June 22nd,
yeah.
That was produced by Nick Byrne.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he's pretty well known. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. And what was that like working with him? And what kind of pointers did he give you guys, being that you guys are so new and he's been around the block?
Yeah, working with Nick was really great. You know, he's got a good track record. He's done stuff with Bruce Springsteen, Oasis, The Darkness, and he recently did Thunder's new album, which got number 9 in the top 10 album tracks in the UK. So, you know, he has a wealth of knowledge working with these artists that have, you know, hit records. So, you know, from the very first day, getting in with Nick, getting in the room, doing pre-production, working on our tracks, and getting his ideas across, it's like, it sounds special. It worked so well from day one. It just, as if we were best friends, you know. By the end of the first session, we were just, you know, got on so well, we could have a laugh. But he does have this eye for detail, you know, for being taking stuff more commercial, which is exactly what we want to do with this second album.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now you also had your title track co-written by John Sinclair, correct? From Uriah Heep and from Uriah Heep, but he's co-written songs with Uriah Heep, The Cult, Ozzy Osbourne, and he was in The Babies, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, and so what was? I mean, how did that come about? And what kind of pointers did he give you guys there? Or what did you learn from him?
Well, John T. Sinclair, actually, he was the producer for the first record we did. He did the first album. So really, John is a big piece of, you know, how Australia has found their sound over the years. Because we first started working on the first record. John T, he really honed our skills as songwriters. You know, we'd be at his house working, you know, songwriting, and we'd give us so many tips. He needs work with in some of the biggest studios there is, you know, Ozzy Osbourne. So he's got all these tips of producers he's worked with. He's picked up tips from them, and he just, you know, we just had an overload of songwriting ideas and tips purely from spending, you know, nearly 2 years with John working on the first record.
Oh, wow. So you guys, like, if you count the producer, if you count John, you know, and Enough's Enough, who you've toured with, so on and so forth, I mean, you guys are literally, you know, like meeting the people that helped create the music, you know, the type of music that you're playing, the genre.
Yeah, it's so important for us because, you know, this is the genre of music that we all love, but it's getting these guys and, you know, getting their knowledge, but like I say, taking it into the 21st century, you know, the knowledge these guys have and, you know, the experiences they have on the road, like enough's enough. You know, we had Chip traveling with us in our van the whole time, you know, so we're just,
oh,
you know,
wow,
six, 7, 8 hour drive, and we're just hanging out with Chip in a van, you know, just getting all the stories, and it's amazing. Like,
now what's Chip's enough like? I mean, like, because I mean, I've heard he's pretty wild, and I've heard he's pretty cool, and I've heard he's pretty quiet. I've heard everything in between.
Yeah,
I mean, what is he like? Is he all those things? And let me ask you this: have you ever seen him without his hat?
No, we've not seen him without the hat. Never got a chance to see him take his hat off. No,
man. So it's screwed on, basically.
Yeah, must be. No. Experience we had with Chip, he was just so cool, laid back, and just such a nice guy, you know, just one of those honest guys, and really, really so easy to hang out with and, you know, have a good fun with. Yeah, Chip was real cool.
Nice. Now you're also playing a couple other festivals coming up, correct? Like Wildfire, Glammed Out, and so forth, right?
Yeah, well, Wildfire is a Scottish festival which kicks off next weekend. It's great because they really push up-and-coming rock acts, you know. They do have their headliners like Diamond Head, Tigers of Pantang and whatnot as well, but they really like to push the new artists, the new rock bands coming through, which is great for the media in the UK.
Now, do you plan on coming over to the US? Because there are a bunch of places I can see you at over here.
Yeah, well, this is one thing we had a discussion with Enough on tour, is like, any connections they could help us get into the US. The US is the market we really want to venture into, hopefully within the next 18 months. So it's finding the right connections and the right agent to help us get over there and, you know, book enough shows. And, you know, once we get over there, we want to spend a lot of time there, you know. We don't want to just come over and do like 2 month tour and then disappear. We like to come over and spend a good bit of time over, you know.
Oh yeah, I can picture you guys doing really well over here, because like next, you know, like in the summertime, we have like the United States, we have a ton of festivals that you could that you could just blow away at.
Yeah,
you know, I'm, you know, like I said, I mentioned Rocklahoma before. You know, I mean, that's, There are just so many, like in the Midwest and in the Southern United States, that have the big stadium acts all bundled up together. I could picture you like right smack dab in the middle of that.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely perfect for us. You know, after experiencing Download last week, it's like being on a stage at a festival is just, you just can't beat it, you know. And, you know, to get over to the States and do a tour around festivals in summer would be absolutely ideal for us.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I think it'll happen. I think if you make a few of the right phone calls and send your album to the few of the right people, I think you'd be there, man.
Yeah,
like, definitely. Like, for real. So, because I think you guys are that good. I mean, you're every bit as talented and listenable as, you know, Rat and Dokken and Def Leppard and Van Halen. I'm a big Van Halen fan. See, I'm a guitar player myself, and I'm from the Shredder generation, like like Lynch and Van Halen and all that other stuff. So that leads me to my next question, actually. With you being the lead guitarist yourself, you know, I noticed you play Jackson's in some of your, in like, you know, in some of your picks. What's your gear like?
Yeah, I've always loved the Jackson guitar, so I've stuck by them. Jackson guitar, I've got I use a Marshall Super Lead Plexi 1959 amp head, and then bass, my pedal cell is quite basic. I just have a super overdrive, because the SLP doesn't have a built-in reverb. I've got a reverb pedal to help with that, and just a delay, that's it.
So you keep it pretty simple.
Just keep it simple, and then just a wee booster pedal for solos to give a bit of kick.
Yeah. So you, so you don't have a wah pedal or anything?
No, I don't have a lot on my setup. No.
Oh, wow. You know what's fun? Oh, yeah. But you know what? You know what? You might not want one, because I went without one for about the first 10 years of my playing. And then I figured out in my gigs, like, if I was a little too drunk or something, that I could really cover stuff up with that wah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm not feeling it tonight, you know, so the wah's out.
Just kick your wah.
Yeah, yeah, which I think that's why Kirk Hammett has used it the last half of his career. You know, if you notice, everything he does after 1991 is a wah pedal.
They're a follower.
Yeah, exactly. You ever know? I mean, like, serious. Like, if you don't have a wah, borrow one once, and then just play the absolute shittiest you can play. It will sound great. It will sound great.
It'll still sound good. Yeah.
Just be in key. That's all you got. That's all it asks, man. Just be in key. You know, but serious, it just, I mean, it sounds brilliant, you know, but well, what do you guys have coming up over the next 6 months? Cause like I said, We Will Go On comes out June 22nd. So how are you guys going to promo it?
Yeah, well, we've got the, well, Monday coming, or today, the album's out. So the first thing we have is Wildfire Festival. So it's quite a decent festival in Scotland. And then we've got another couple of festivals later in the year, one in London, one in Nottingham with a bands like Jet Black, The Treatment, so you know, quite so cool up and coming bands that have big followings. So that festival is quite cool as well. But really, we're just trying to lock down another tour support, you know, to get in front of a larger audience, supporting another bigger act, and obviously, you know, we're playing in front of a bigger crowd straight away, you know. Just really booking up as many shows as we possibly can and trying to get an agent to get us over to the US as soon as possible.
Now, are you going to play mainland Europe at all?
Well, we just, the Enough's Enough tour, we just finished. We're in Spain for a few shows. We did Spain and Italy last year as well, and we got a really good reception there. So definitely, back in mainland Europe, we're going to look at Scandinavia, Germany, get back hopefully to Italy, Spain. Because last year we did a tour of Ron Beck and House of Lords, which was 29 different countries we did in the end, over 7 weeks. So to get something like that again would just be ideal, you know, just spread our wings, because we've got a new album to promote as well.
See, I think Germany really like you guys too, because Germany's into your music as well, big time.
Yeah, we've done two tours of Germany now, and like you say, Germany, it's a great market. Definitely, the venues are so supportive, and they treat you like kings, so it's really good.
Well, where can we find Estrella online?
You can find us on estrellarocks.com. It's a new website, it's just been launched actually, but on there it's got all our links to Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. But as soon as you go on the first page, you'll see a link to buy the album on iTunes, Amazon, or you can buy a physical CD. But just in general, on EstrellaRocks.com, we've got videos, music, photos, the whole thing's there, you know?
So yeah, it's a nice, and it's a great looking website too.
Yeah.
Like, when did you guys have it rebuilt or launched?
It was actually just relaunched just before the Enough's Enough tour.
Wow. But I mean, it's a really, because I designed all the Jammer Direct stuff, and I'm telling you, man, this is a great layout.
Yeah. Our designer, like what we had before, he's like, right, the company that does our website, they've upgraded their system and said, you guys should upgrade it at the same time. I was like, yeah, we'll give it a shot and see how it looks. And he gave us a kind of example of how it could pan out. It's like, whoa, it looks so fresh and current, you know? It's just the way people are digesting content online now. It's like, it seems to just flow so easily when you go on the website, you just boom, you know?
Yep, everything's right there. And then all your socials are there. You guys are on Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Instagram. Yeah. And so, yeah, man. I mean, go to EstrellaRocks.com. It's right there in your face, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, thanks, Luke, for being on today, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, again, thanks for having Estrella on for you guys.